Proclamation number 8513 of 29th of May, 1963. Unheard of grace of the word reception. The word from above is given to you, and that means that you are in direct contact with the highest and most perfect spirit in infinity. It means that his strength shines into you, that he speaks to you, that a ray of light from the eternal light falls into your hearts. It means that you stand in right filial relationship to him, who is your father from eternity. You cannot grasp this exceedingly great grace, that his love is mercy on the once fallen, and that he uses a human being who himself still walks in human weakness, but whose will is to serve his God and Creator. You cannot measure what grace you are allowed to receive when his word sounds to you, which obviously proves to you the bond with your God and Creator. For your former apostasy from him plunged you into endless depths. You became completely unable to hear his word. And yet his love bridges this deep gulf, and he addresses you humans in order to win you back again as his children, who after all had emerged from his love and voluntarily stepped out of the child relationship. The most perfect being bends down in his love to the fallen being and speaks to it. It again announces to it its will and lights a light for it, that the being can find the way in darkness, which leads back to the Father, which it otherwise would not find eternally, and which still has to be walked, if the being wants to again reach happiness, which was its share in the beginning. In the state as man, the being is in spiritual darkness, and that means that he knows nothing of the secrets of divine work, that both his earth purpose as well as his relationship to God is unknown to him. And only when he receives a small light, for which he is on earth, he will also lead his way of life according to his knowledge, and therefore this small light has to be kindled for him, which he himself can still increase in its illuminating power. And as soon as therefore man can walk in the light, he will also feel well and flee from darkness. And he will turn towards the eternal light, which now radiates into his heart, and then he will also again be able to hear the word in himself, which once sounded in him as love radiation of God. But men mostly walk in darkness because the light of love does not burn in them, or only weakly. And that is why the word of God can rarely only sound, and the state of mankind would be hopeless if again and again a pure vessel would not offer itself, which has prepared itself for the reception of a great favor. To receive the divine word, which now sounds directly, is an outpouring of divine love, which seeks to achieve nothing else but to find access to human hearts again in order to make known to them the divine will, upon the fulfillment of which the salvation of soul depends. An eternal life in light and power and freedom depends, is dependent. Where the word of God can be conducted to earth, there also the guarantee is given that the right way up is entered, because the divine word can only sound under certain conditions, and these are also already a proof of a certain soul maturity, because God himself can only express himself through such a vessel, which has formed itself to love, and through this has also prepared itself as receiving vessel of the divine spirit. The word was silenced in the beings, which fell, and the great original sin had to be redeemed before the possibility existed again to hear the word in the heart, but the merciful love of God again and again ensured that he could open a source, out of which the water of life, his word, flowed pure and clear to men, at which all can refresh themselves, who want health in their souls. Because men need this stream of life. They need an obvious proof of God's presence to again be stimulated to approach him and therefore to fulfill their purpose of life on earth. They must be pulled out of the state of darkness. Knowledge must be supplied to them again about their original beginning and their final goal. about their relationship to their God and Creator and their actual purpose of earthly life. But the supply of the divine word to earth remains an unheard of gift of favor, because once the beings voluntarily rejected his divine address and through the rejection of his love power they burdened themselves with the guilt of sin, which was so great that it could not be redeemed by the beings themselves. And yet, the highest, most perfect being addresses his creations again because his love is immeasurable and he wants to win back all his creations, and therefore he addresses them again, so that they voluntarily surrender to him for eternity. Amen.